soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on December 28, 2011. Today I'm talking about the proclamation, the indictment of the Lord upon the church world. You've been summoned. And this is what the scriptures have taught. And this proclamation today about the indictment of the Lord upon the church world is based on three things. Number one, what is written in the scriptures. Number two, what the Holy Spirit is saying. And number three, the Word and the Spirit agree. They're in absolute perfect harmony. And the Scripture is declaring that judgment begins in the house of the Lord. And I'm going to read this Scripture to you from 1 Peter chapter 4, 17 and 18. For the time has come. The judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Ladies and gentlemen, the coming of Jesus Christ, the King, the Lord, the Son of God, is at hand. It's been outlined in the scriptures how to recognize the time of his approaching, of his coming of his kingdom. And Jesus Christ is coming in fullness of glory of the Father with his holy angels. And he'll take vengeance upon those that have not obeyed the Lord. And this is a rebuke today to the church world. I'm talking about those that have used the Lord instead of serving the Lord, who in hypocrisy have acted religious, but not in sincerity, serve the Lord. This is the call to repent. Repent of your dead works. Repent of all insincerity. Repent of handling the Word of God deceitfully. And in God's sight, commend yourself before all people. Because we must all stand before the living God. And I'm going to read these scriptures to you. This is imperative that we understand that the earnest, the absolute emergency that this is, because the church world is absolutely corrupt, just like Jesus said, what happened at the last days. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 9 and 10. Listen to this. Wherefore we labor, Paul said, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. Isn't that what you really want? Is that what you really want? Is to be accepted by God. And we can only be accepted by God if we're serving him acceptably by Jesus Christ, through him. He must be our life. We must be dead. We must be crucified, and the lusts and the passions and the ways of the flesh of Adam, who sought to be like God, believing the serpent. All this must be eradicated, ladies and gentlemen, and we can walk in the newness of life through grace by faith in Jesus. And the condemnation is that light came into the world, but men love darkness rather than light. That is the condemnation. And condemnation is upon the wicked and is upon those that refuse to believe. Verse 10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. So it's a fact. You're going to stand before the Lord after you're dead and passed on into eternal life. If you're in Christ, you'll stand at this judgment seat of Christ. If you're not in Christ, you will stand before God in the great throne judgment. But we all must stand before God. That's a fact. But right now, the Lord Jesus Christ is declaring that judgment must begin in the house of God. You must give account now. The Holy Spirit is convicting you to make sure you're in the faith. Be wise, like Paul said. Examine yourself to see whether you're in the faith or are you a reprobate? Because if you're following leaders that are not following the Lord, you're following a blind man and you become blind, and both will fall in the ditch. That's what Jesus Christ has said. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 11. Knowing, therefore, the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust who are made manifest in your conscience. I love the ministry of Apostle Paul. He was a true blue servant of the Lord. He said, he didn't just trust in a title, ladies and gentlemen, at being an apostle. He served the Lord, and he knew the Lord knew his heart and examined his heart. And he was very careful to please the Lord in his mind, in his heart, in his spirit, and with his activities. He feared the Lord, and we must fear the Lord. And Paul said that very scripture, that he had would not handle the word of God deceitfully. He had disowned the hidden things of dishonesty, not handling the word of God craftily. And this is what's going on in the religious church world. And the Lord is rebuking you, O religious world, O church world, for you've been made merchandise of the gospel. You've made merchandise of people that had faith in Jesus Christ. You're gospel merchants. You have left the gospel for a seed gospel and for many other gospels that are not gospels, that cannot save, that are not from God. And the people have given heed to you and been led astray. The Lord rebuke you. Those of you that are doing religious infomercials, the Lord rebuke you and commands you to repent. I'm going to read what the definition of indictment means. This is from the dictionary. Any charge, accusation, serious criticism, or cause for blame, the state of being indicted. A formal accusation initiating a criminal case presented by a grand jury and usually required of felonies and other serious crimes. There's been crimes done in the name of Jesus. You've turned the holy things of God into blasphemous works of flesh, and the Lord is rebuking it, and he has eyes of fire. The church world has become like the church of Laodicea that Jesus spoke about. A church that was so deceived, thinking it was rich and increased with goods and had no need of anything, but it was blind, corrupt, without God and not even knowing that the presence of the Lord had departed, just like in the times of Jeremiah. Poor, miserable, wretched, blind, and naked. But the Lord says, I counsel you to buy of me gold tried in the fire. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your ways. And Jesus is standing knocking at the door. He's on the outside knocking. And if any man will hear him and opens the door, Jesus says, I will come in and sup with him and he with me. See, it's a personal thing. Is it Jesus you want, ladies and gentlemen? What is it that you want? Because God's judgment now is upon the house of the Lord. God's judgment now is beginning, and the spirit of burning will thoroughly execute his judgment. And those that have handled the word of God deceitfully, and those that have made merchandise of God's people, and those that are gospel merchants, silly speakers, the Lord rebukes you. Whoa, whoa, whoa. To those that have departed from the living God. Many scriptures talk about this. In 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3, this is Apostle Paul. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except their coming falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Ladies and gentlemen, in the church world, the leaders were called by God to prepare the bride for the bridegroom, to prepare the church to be without spot, blemish, or wrinkle, or any such thing, to be looking for the Lord who comes with salvation from heaven without sin. This is Jesus, the true Jesus, who loved you so much that he offered his own self on the cross, the tree, bearing in his own body your sins, my sins, the sins of the world. But the fact is true. There is a falling away underway now. and the man of sin will soon be revealed. The spirit of Antichrist is here, replacing Jesus for something else, someone else, something else. A spirit of Antichrist that denies that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. That denies that he came in the flesh. That denies the truth. And you're either being prepared for Jesus Christ, or you're being prepared for Antichrist. And this is what the Lord has shown, that many, many, many people are being prepared for the Antichrist by false shepherds. Read Ezekiel 34. False shepherds that feed themselves, that have not healed the sheep of God, that have not gone after the lost ones. All they could care about is their own honor, their own prestige, their own gut. Jesus said in Luke 6:46, "Why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" That's a fair question. I was talking with a minister of the gospel today, how people call and ask for prayer. They say they're Christians, but why do they say they're Christians? Why do you say you're a Christian? Ask yourself this, why do you believe you have eternal life? What is your answer? If you said anything other than, "I have repented of my dead works and I have faith in Jesus Christ, that he came to take away my sins. He bore my sins and was killed on a cross, buried for 3 days according to the scripture, and was raised again from the dead according to scripture." If you said anything other than that, the Lord rebuke you, you're lost. You don't believe the gospel. Because this is the gospel that was preached. This is the gospel. Read 1 Corinthians 15. But if you believe because you go to church, because you do this or do that, or you don't do this or you don't do that, if you believe that that will have any meaning before God Almighty, other than sincere repentance and faith in Jesus, you're an insult to the Lord. You've departed. See how you've been misled from the gospel? This gospel of the kingdom shall be proclaimed and preached and heralded and declared throughout all the world, and then the end shall come. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things I say? Jesus is a living Lord. He's not dead. He's resurrected. He sits at the right hand of God the Father. And he speaks today. He speaks to his disciples. He gives commands. This is the one that Moses spoke of in Deuteronomy 18. He's the lawgiver. He said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself." These two commands hang all the law and the prophets. The law has passed away. The law was imperfect. It could not save. It could not deliver. But when the seed came, which is Jesus Christ, and when faith came, that law was done away. And Lord God has written his law in our heart. He speaks to us, and we are to follow his voice. I'm saying, O church world, you're under an indictment of the Lord. In recent days, I've been reading Psalms 50. If this doesn't put the fear of God in you, you must be dead. God is able to rise you if you, in true sincerity, have the fear of the Lord as beginning of wisdom and call upon him in sincerity. He will save you. Put your faith in Jesus. Now listen, this is Psalms 50, verse 16. "But unto the wicked God saith, what have you to do to declare my statutes, or that you should take my covenant in your mouth, seeing you hate instruction, and you cast my words behind you? When you saw a thief, you consented with him, and you have been partaker with adulterers. You gave your mouth to evil, and your tongue frames deceit. You sit and speak against your brother. You slander your own mother's son. These things have you done, and I kept silence. You thought that I was altogether such as one as yourself, but I will reprove you and set them in order before your eyes. Now consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offers praise glorifieth me, and to him that orders his conduct aright will I show the salvation of God. God is calling for repentance. And with the servant of the Lord, John, when he was baptizing people in the wilderness, outside the religious system, in the days of the early ministry of Jesus, he was the forerunner of Jesus, preparing his way. He called people to repent, but bring forth fruit worthy of repentance. And he declared unto the Pharisees and the elders that were of the religious system in that day, woe unto you. Who's warned you, you serpents, vipers, to flee from the wrath to come? Now the axe is laid to the tree, and every tree that does not bear fruit will be hewn down and thrown into the fire. This text in Psalms 50 is so stunning. It's a rebuke to the wicked, and God's talking to religious people that are talking about his statutes and talking about his covenant, and the Lord is offended. Called them partakers of adulterers, which is interesting because of the Apostle James. James 4, verse 4 and following. You adulterers and adulteresses, don't you know that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. This is why there's an indictment today of the church world. Because the church is like the world. The church is of the world. The church loves the world. When the true church of Jesus Christ is a called out people, they're not even worthy of this world. They love their Savior and Lord Jesus and follow him. They are lights. They have a savor of salt. But today, false apostles, false prophets, false teachers have denied the Lord that bought them, denied and not held to the wholesome words of Jesus or the doctrine of God, the apostles that's written. And with silly speeches, question the words of the Lord and have led this people astray because they have become merged with the world, mixing the world religions into one. It's shocking. This is the indictment of the Lord. It's a summons of the Lord. The Lord is speaking to you as an individual. Will you heed his call? Will you hear him knocking at the door? Will you open to him and invite him to sup with you? He will.